Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, I'll make you a bet. Pretty safe one. I will not win the college basketball pool here at Odyssey.
Didn't we know that on Thursday?
I'm in 26th place. Yeah, that's true. But, you know, Wiggins is not going to win either because he's dropped down now. Ethan was in the lead the last time I checked, but he picked Purdue to win, which is a problem.
He checked again this morning. He's like, I said, there weren't any games left. No. You're going to be first place until Thursday afternoon.
Till the next round. Till the Sweet 16. You're number one for right now. But the question is, should we not be able to bet on this stuff in Missouri? Right now, you legally can't download one of those apps and bet. That's one of the things they're negotiating down in Jeff City, even starting this week again. And we've got former Missouri Senator John Lamping on the phone this morning. John, how are you?
I'm well. Good morning, Mark. Nice to be with you.
How's your bracket doing?
Well, even though I went to Princeton, I don't have Princeton, so I'm not doing so well either.
Yeah, nobody is. Nobody is. You know, I was around at Channel 4 as a reporter when the whole issue of riverboats and gambling first came up, and I watched the protests to it and the people who were based on religious objections didn't want gambling in Missouri. They didn't want it to be the Las Vegas of the Midwest and all of this stuff and the river. That is so far in the past now. Why are we still debating whether or not to allow sports wagering in Missouri?
Well, it's not a cultural debate. What you're referencing when it first started to happen, people like to say that politics are downstream of culture, and the culture has fully embraced gambling all across the country. And really what the breakthrough with riverboat gambling was all about money, and the debate or the holdup on sports betting is also all about money. Obviously, the entities that are for sports betting are all the sports teams. It's a big opportunity for all the professional teams to intertwine themselves around that whole process. They all benefit financially by sports betting where it occurs. So it's interesting that you've got all these executives from all these sports teams are lobbying the Capitol. But really, the reason it has not passed to date, last year it came close, and this year, who knows, it may get really close again. Is Senator Hoskins out of Warrensburg is against it, and he's against it in that he is on the same side as the video gambling companies that place these video gambling machines in truck stops and things like that, that's an unregulated form of gambling. And so he's not willing to let a bill pass unless those types of gambling machines are part of the approval process. So, you know, you've had this big filibuster going on. I heard Nick this morning, and be curious to see what the resolution is today, if there is one. But what would be far more interesting is when it's inside the majority party, the Republican Party, when Senator Hoskins filibusters the sports gambling bill, are his colleagues willing to take, you know, to break him, to break his filibuster, and to eventually PQ him if they need to?
Yeah, I see where you're going there. They wouldn't PQ the Democrats overnight. Will they PQ a fellow Republican when it comes to this issue? Is there enough money at stake? Because, you know, I'm looking at – somebody asked me this question the other day, and I'm glad I remembered to bring this up with you. They're like, Mark, talk to us about these issues that are going to be on the ballot in April with St. Louis County and other local municipalities voting to increase to the maximum they're allowed a 3% local tax on marijuana sales. Well, on this sports betting thing, isn't there a 10% tax that goes back to the state?
Well, that's the proposal, and you know that's what they're trying to craft. So, the taxation on gambling is far river casinos is far more than that.
And, yeah.
But the thing that gets left unsaid here, like for example with casinos, you know, it's one thing to look at the revenue the casinos bring into the state, but unless somebody's coming from outside the state, that's money that just gets spent at a casino that would otherwise be spent somewhere else in Missouri. And then most of the casinos turn around and seek things like tax credits or TIF financing.
Right.
So they don't leave the state behind. They come back and lobby hard to get back some of the tax money they're paying in. It's interesting. I hear what you're saying about the, you and I are both on the same side as far as legalization of marijuana. We were outvoted clearly. But I'm all for, I'm not for tax increases normally, but I'm all for the local governments taxing the heck out of it. Cause I think local governments are going to have to deal with problems they didn't otherwise have to deal with before it was legalized. And maybe the same could be said for sports gambling, sports betting. You know, the fact of the matter is, those that have issues with gambling are going to find some way to pursue their what's not in their best interest, be it legally, illegally, going to the casinos now, or ultimately, betting all the games.
And yeah.
I have to imagine it'll come to be. It may just have to wait until Senator Hoskins is left the building.
Wow. So you think there's a possibility this doesn't pass this year, this session?
Oh, distinct possibility. I mean, I really think that I don't think they can overcome. You know, I don't know how big all Hoskins needs is three other people that are willing to stand with him. You know, he's a member. He was, what was the conservative caucus. He was
right.
A big part of that. I think the fact that there was enough members in there to stand with him is a big reason why it didn't pass. I don't know if he has the same level of support. I imagine it's pretty close. And, if I'm the other side, I would just come to an agreement. I would just what's the difference? Right. I mean, it's all gambling. I guess the idea is to get those gambling machines out of truck stops and get those truckers into casinos. I get that. But that's what compromise is all about. It should come together.
It's a good point, John. I'm a little torn on that one. I'm with you completely. I was opposed to the legalization of the idea, but I'm also opposed to a sin tax. I mean, like if cigarettes, they basically tried to tax cigarettes out of existence and incur pain on people who are addicted to cigarettes. And often what that's done is just they spend money on the cigarettes and don't spend it on food for their kids. You know, that happens. I don't know if the pot crowd is going to be that way or not. Are they just going to go to the black market if the taxes on pot get too high? I don't know what the answer to that is. I'm debating this.
Yeah, I come at the syntax. I came at the syntax idea with the same thought that you have. I'm opposed to taxes in general, specifically, but the cultural war is being, we're losing the cultural war. It's a landslide, right? So,
yes.
So like, how long will it be, Mark, until, sex workers seek their rights to perform their actions and some state approves that and then it works its way across the country, and then we're having this debate 10 years from now in Missouri. And if that ever comes to be, I tax it 100%. You know, it's. I think that the only thing we have left on the cultural conservative side is to try to make it as costly as possible, because we're obviously losing those cultural battles.
Yes. No, I think that's a great point, John, and I appreciate you making it. I really do. Former Senator John Lamping joining us this morning. Appreciate your time, my friend. Thanks.
Always nice being with you, Mark. Take care.
You bet. Good to get him on here. And it's a valid debate. You're going to vote on this in April, by the way. It's on the ballot in St. Louis County, for example, and some other municipalities. Should they increase to like a 3% local tax if there's a dispensary within their area? So it would be whatever the tax is now, there'd be another 3% local tax added onto that if you went in to buy your fix for the weekend. And let's face it, this this mainly passed, was allowed on the ballot and passed in Missouri by for people who wanted the tax. Their argument was, well, look at all the tax revenue. Why wouldn't we keep that in Missouri? Here's your chance. You can stick it to them again if that's what you want to do. That's on the ballot.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.